Behold, a sower went forth to sow. Amen. Luke 6, 38. Give, and it shall be given unto you. Everybody believes the word of God, say amen. Amen. Give, and it shall be given unto you. This is not the almanac. This is not Hamilton Journal. This is not the Inquirer. This is not some book that some preacher wrote. Amen. This is in red in your Bible. This is Jesus talking. Give, and it shall be given unto you. I say it's red if you happen to have a red letter edition. Amen. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over shall men give unto your bosom. For with the same measure ye meet withal, it shall be measured to you again. Amen. Hallelujah. You heard it, didn't you? Right from Jesus' mouth. Not my idea. Amen. No, it's foreign to all of us to give. Amen. We're born selfish. We don't get bigger than nothing before we grab our toys when a kid comes in the house other than our family, and we'll grab our toys and say, mine! We're born selfish. Amen. If we ever become unselfish, we'll have to fight it. Yes. Amen. Amen. But one way to fight it, and that's break that chain of greed that holds you down. Amen. I'm telling you, there's a lot of people in church that's poor. There's a lot of preachers that's poor because they've never learned this scripture right here. Amen. Amen. They're too mealy-mouthed about money. They're too mealy-mouthed about giving. And they're too stingy themselves. Right. Amen. You got to set the example before your congregation. Otherwise, your congregation will be a bunch of tightwads just like you are. Amen. If you happen to be a tightwad. I know some tightwad preachers. And they complain, amen, that their congregation don't make much money. That's not it. Amen. The man behind the pulpit's got to set the example of unselfishness and giving. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, I don't get much. Amen. You never got as far along as the apostles in Acts chapter 2 and Acts chapter 4 yet. Amen. And the saints of Jerusalem, they parted their lots and sold their possessions and brought the price thereof and laid it at the apostles' feet. Amen. They sold out. Praise God. And you know what? On down the road, they got 100-fold. Praise God. Paul left all to follow Christ, counted all but dung. Some supposed that he was from a rich family in Tarsus. Amen. But he left it all behind. But the chapter closes. He dwelt 2 full years in his own hired house and received all that came to him. Paid the rent. Hallelujah. God will make it up to you after a while, preacher. If you sacrifice for the glory of God, God will make it up to you. I'm preaching tonight on a sower went forth to sow. Praise God. I'm talking tonight about a new kind of investment that is as foreign to the flesh as can be. Because your flesh rebels against this type of investment. Amen. And I'm talking about investing in the body of Christ. Giving. Hallelujah. investing in the body of Christ. When you give to God and God's cause, God's men, you ought to take care of God's men first. You can do that at a church house, but you can't do that a preacher. Amen. How shall they hear without a church house? No, it didn't say church house. It said, how shall they hear without a preacher? You can do about 5 acres of ground, but you can't do without a preacher. Take care of the preacher first. Amen. See that he's well taken care of first. Amen. And treat him like you'd like to be treated. Praise God. And glory to God. Watch God bless you. Amen. Well, amen. I just don't know how our poor little old preacher. You know the reason he's a poor little old preacher? Because you made him that way. I'm talking to a lot of folks out there. Not this church. You take good care of us. Amen. But I'm talking to a lot of folks. Amen. And you say, our poor little old preacher. You know why he's poor? Because you made him that way. Amen. And praise God. When we give to the work of God tonight, this will not take long. We do not sow in vain. How many believe that? Say amen. You already did, but I like that kind of music. Praise God. When we give to the work of God, we do not sow in vain. When we give to the man of God, we do not sow in vain. I tell you, brother, I'd give to the man of God. I'd pay tithes to the man of God, but I'm afraid he might backslide. Amen. Hallelujah. So they don't give. You know what to do? They put it in the bank. Because they're afraid the man of God might waste it or something. Might buy something he ought not to buy. Amen. Like a sister said, brother, you know what? We pay our preacher and said, I saw him the other day eating an ice cream cone. Did you know that that there was a time that they preached against folks eating ice cream, especially if you was living by faith and living on the offerings of the people? Amen. And did you know that Vince Wilson, until he died, wouldn't eat ice cream? But fortunately, they invented iced milk. He made a vow he wouldn't eat ice cream, and I'd go buy him iced milk, and he'd sit across the table from me. He'd say, man, that's good. Man, that's good. Amen. Somebody preached against buying ice cream. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. When we give to the work of God, we do not sow in vain. Did you know the Bible guarantees that whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap? Praise God. I know I've spent my life sowing. Amen. I gave all my quality time to God. Just about all my life, from 14, 15 years old on. Not only did I give all my quality, I didn't only go to church on Sunday, and I wouldn't think about doing anything else. Amen. But going to the house of God on the Lord's Day. But I went every other day I had a chance. I went every night I had a chance, Mike. Praise God. Amen. Oh, yes, praise God. And I'll tell you the trouble with tithing tonight, and that is, it's not enough to carry on the work of God. We got to go above and beyond that. Amen. Tithing's good, but did you know you can steal the offering too? Amen. He said you've robbed God in tithes and offerings. Amen. The offerings that's needed to run the work of God. The offerings that's needed to extend the gospel. The offerings that's needed to take care of the house of God. Amen. The multitudinous needs of the great work of God. The offerings come in. Amen. And so tithing's not enough. I can't get by with just tithing. Praise God. So not only have I given all my quality time to God, and shoveled the snow out of both houses we built for ourselves twice, because I didn't feel released. Amen. When the revival season, the camp meeting season, and the convention season was on, to take the time that I needed to spend out in the work of God and build me a house. So I built both houses in the dead of winter and shoveled the snow out of them twice. Amen. I believe in giving your time to God. I believe in going all out for Jesus. I don't think you can go to church hit and miss and be an overcomer. I don't think you go to church once in a blue moon and be an overcomer. There's something wrong with your spiritual mind if you just go to church hit and miss. You're saved, sure, but you don't care whether anybody else gets saved. You won't furnish the catalyst, amen, and the crowd that somebody else can come to God in. Amen. And so I gave all my quality time and much more money than I could afford to the kingdom of God. Amen. And did without. Wore secondhand clothes. I got used to it. I like it because I got more to give to God. Praise God in the cause of Christ. Hallelujah. I spent my life sowing, praise God. And I can tell you that whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. Hallelujah. Amen. All my quality time, all my the first and the best of my money, I sowed it in the body of Christ. Amen. Glory to God. After all, tonight, if you put your money in the bank, you don't have it. And did you know if half the people in Hamilton today went to the bank to get their money, they wouldn't be able to get it? It'd be a long line out there at the bank. Why? Because the bank spent your money. Amen. They're building these shopping malls with it. Amen. And big stores and big concerns, amen, and they've got it invested in the stock market, they got it invested in bonds, and they got it invested, amen, in Schindling and Pabst Blue Ribbon, amen, your money that you wouldn't give to the preacher because you didn't want to see your preacher prosper too much. You're afraid he'd get proud. Amen. I'll tell you, you're not going to go anywhere with God if you're afraid to see your preacher blessed. You know what will happen? Both of you will be cursed, you and the preacher. He'll be cursed by your parsimony and your stinginess, and you'll be cursed because you didn't give. And there's a many a preacher that's preaching the gospel like that tonight. They'd like to be full-time for God. They'd like to have a self-supporting ministry. But hey, did you give your best to see another preacher have a self-supporting ministry? You reap what you sow. Amen. Praise God. You don't have any money in the bank. They've got it invested in liquor stores. They've got it invested in casinos. Amen. They've got it invested in tobacco factories and concerns. Amen. And you're afraid to give it to a man of God? You're going to judgment. I'll tell you what you're going to do. Amen. I'm not preaching against putting money in the bank. I got some in the bank myself. Amen. But not as much as I could have had. Hallelujah. Amen. That is, if I had it all tallied up that I've given to the kingdom of God, I sowed it. I sowed it in the body of Christ. And I want to tell you, that's rich ground when you sow it in the body of Christ. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Amen. I may not leave too much behind for my children. Amen. But Jeff told us the other day, don't save anything up to give to me. He said, spend it. Enjoy it. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, yeah. Amen. They financed General Motors with your money. Amen. I mean, there's folks who hold back on God, but they'll pay their union dues. Amen. To pay crooked union leaders. Amen. Right? You got to if you belong to the union. Amen. You got to. And so they pay their union dues. And amen. And you know what those crooked union leaders do? Amen. And they won't strike for higher wages. Amen. They've been known to hire thugs to come in. They've been known to hire criminals to come in and do dirt to people. Amen. I'll tell you what, if I had a choice to sow in something that's profitable, I'd sow in the body of Christ. I'd sow in the gospel ministry. I'd try to help the man or the men that preach the gospel to me and feed me spiritual things. But did you know that there's folks that they feel released from their responsibility to support the man of God because of a few preachers failing? Hey, don't give it just to the preacher. Give it to Jesus. Sow it in the body of Christ. Invest it in the kingdom of God. Amen. I say, which is the best investment? Amen. Stock in Pillsbury, amen, or in the Church of the Living God. Amen. Stock in P&G. I knew a man, amen, that when he retired from Procter & Gamble, amen, he drew out $80,000, half of his stock. Amen. They allow you to invest part of your paycheck in stock, and all that stock grew and grew and grew. Amen. And boy, I'm telling you, he bought him a new car. He spent $40,000 almost before you could turn around. Amen. And there was some evangelist came by, and amen, they started getting on the good side, old brother Slavens. Amen. Because they knew he had some money. And there's some old boys that's good, amen, at getting in with folks that's got money. Amen. Yeah, but old brother Slavin was too smart for it. Amen. Amen. Oh yeah, this preacher, he boasted that he was a stock investment specialist. If you just give me your money and let me invest it in stock, he said, I'll make you a lot of money, because I was real good at it. When I studied in school, he said, I was first in my class. Amen. But he's last in the ministry today. Because he pulled too many deals and worked too many gimmicks, told too many lies, didn't keep his word. Amen. I think you ought to keep your word, don't you? I think you ought to be honest, don't you? Amen. Glory to God. I think there's something wrong with our spiritual brain when we don't see the need of supporting the work of God, amen, that saved us. God gave us a home in heaven. You know what it cost? It cost the blood of God's Son. You know what it cost? He left all to come down to this world and invested it in you and I. God so loved the world. Amen. He brought the price and laid it at the apostles' feet. Amen. I'll tell you, let me ask you, which was the best investment? To keep those lots and those houses in Jerusalem? Or to give it to God. Amen. Which was the best investment? Well, let me tell you what happened. Less than 40 years down the road, Jerusalem was attacked by the Romans and plowed like a field. And Jesus' words was completely fulfilled. There was not left one stone upon another. They didn't lose anything by selling out and giving to God. I'll tell you what, you'll not either. In the long run, you'll come out a winner. I'm talking to preachers. Amen. Men of God that's called. And God wants them to go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. But you know the reason why some preachers can't believe God to launch out and live the faith? Because they've been tightwads themselves all their life. And they just hated to see a missionary or evangelist come along and people take up an offering for them. Amen. And so now they don't have the faith to launch out themselves and believe God. Amen. Because they feel like that folks feel the same way about them that the fella felt about others all along the road. Amen. Oh, I think it's a good investment to invest in the kingdom of God. Amen. We can have a crash anytime. Amen. They say that the stock market fall the other day was an electronic thing. Amen. I mean just an electronic blip with a wall hooked together with computers. Amen. One thing can go awry. Amen. And the stock bottom can fall out of the stock market overnight. Amen. I mean when the stock market crashed in the 30s, amen, men jumped out of 10-story buildings and committed suicide because they had their investment on sinking sand. I ask you, amen, if the bottom falls out tomorrow, who's got the best chance, amen, of God helping them through? I'll tell you, it's the ones that invested in the body of Christ, because the body of Christ is still alive and well. And if thou at this time hold thy peace, enlargement and deliverance shall arise from another place, but thou and thy father's house shall be destroyed. Amen. The reason some folks can't pay tithes is because they lavished it on their kids. And in the long run, lost their kids. Because they robbed God. Amen. I'd like to face the troubles of tomorrow, having invested in the fertile ground of the body of Christ. Can you say amen? Amen. You'll not give too much. Chances are, most of us will give too little. Amen. You say, I give, I give, I give. Well, the Bible said give, and it shall be given unto you. The timeless, inevitable, unchangeable law of the harvest. The immutable law of the harvest is, whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. Hallelujah. What happens when you sow? You give that grain to the earth. And you'll never see it again like it was. It rots in the ground. You could have eaten it, Mike, but it rots. But it's got to germinate. It got to swell up and sour before that green life can come forth. And so you commit it to the ground. Hallelujah. I've given to some preachers that turned out bad too. Amen. I still got the reward for it. That's their hard luck. I give it to Jesus. Amen. I committed it to the ground. Praise God. Hallelujah. And that seed begins to rot. You'll never see it again like you saw it. You've given it to the ground. And now the ground has got to give it back to you. Sunshine and the rain has got to shine upon it. Amen. But whatsoever a man soweth, he shall also reap. Amen. If we sow tonight in the body of Christ, we're going to reap from the body of Christ that abundant reward. We take the curse off of our life, off of our home, off of our family. Amen. Off our pocketbook. And we can live in faith that God will see us through. Amen. Yes. You can give yourself rich. A lot of people have, but you may not. Don't worry about it. Give expecting nothing in return. Amen. Let the people see you give, princess, when you're poor and can't afford it. And you can stand up the next service and say, I couldn't afford to give that $100, but God gave me $250 the next day. Hallelujah. Woo! Hallelujah! Amen! Whatsoever a man soweth! Yes, tonight, what you must be, need to be! Amen! What we shall be by the grace of God, we'll be sowers, and we'll go forth and sow. Amen! And we'll not face the judgment for an unfinished task. Stand with me tonight. Amen! And God bless this message, our hearts and our lives. Oh, God, to be greater people, greater hearted. Oh, glory to God. Thank you, Lord, for the giving folks of the highway. Thank you, Lord, for the great-hearted people, the Pentecostal Highway of Holiness Church. Thank you, Lord God, for those that give expecting nothing in return. Lord, reward them many, many, many fold. Let thy manifold blessings come upon them. Give them 100-fold, 60-fold, and 30-fold, praise God. Let them see the profit investing in the body of Christ. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Let's come around the altar. Let's tarry before God. Let's ask God to use us this weekend in a special way. In the kingdom of God.
Well, I picked up the good book. Took me a long look. I believe in each and every part. But I sure rejoice in knowing about a reaping and a sowing. I really took that lesson to heart. So I cast my bread upon the water by helping my brother struggling on that stormy sea. And I'm sowing a good seed, doing a good deed that'll come back.